Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Hope you all had a great Wednesday and ready to recap the night with me and get ready for Thursday here on the First Pitch Podcast. So let's get going on some news and notes from Wednesday. Walker Buehler of the Los Angeles Dodgers was placed on the IL with right hip inflammation. Buehler took a comebacker off his hip in Tuesday night's game, but there are also discussions that Buehler might need to take a breather and go on the IL as he's not been pitching well since returning from Tommy John surgery. The putting Buehler on the IL was a corresponding move to Bobby Miller getting activated off the IL on Wednesday. Yan Gomes, formerly of the Chicago Cubs. Gomes was DFA'd by the Cubs on Wednesday as the Cubs signed Tomas Nito to take his spot on the roster. Nito will add some defensive support behind the plate, which Gomes did not provide. But don't look for much offense from Tomas Nito. Jazz Chisholm Jr. was scratched from Wednesday's game with a right hamstring tightness. The injury is expected to be minor for Jazz, and the Marlins expect him back in the lineup for the next game. Kyle Gibson of the St. Louis Cardinals was activated from the bereavement list on Wednesday. He was ready to make his start before he wasn't, as he was a late scratch due to back tightness. Gibson is day-to-day. Matthew Liberatore made the spot start. No word yet on when Gibson will take the bump next, because Adam Klopfenstein is expected to get the call-up from AAA to make his debut on Thursday in the Rickwood game against the San Francisco Giants. Klopfenstein will either start or be a long man in the game. We'll have to kind of wait and see how that takes place. Klopfenstein made 14 starts at AAA this year with a 3.97 ERA, with 68 strikeouts and 77 innings pitched. Quite the place to make a debut. Kyle Stowers, the Baltimore Orioles, after limited playing time and a lack of production, Stowers was sent back to AAA on Wednesday. Nick Maton was recalled to add some infield depth, which makes sense as Jordan Westberg remains day-to-day with his hip contusion. Keegan Thompson of the Chicago Cubs collected his first save of the season on Tuesday night, and then hours later, he and his wife had a baby. Thompson was placed on the paternity list on Wednesday, with Porter Hodge being recalled from AAA. Alec Thomas of the Arizona Diamondbacks once again had his rehab stint shut down. This time, Thomas is dealing with soreness. The goal is for Thomas to resume rehab later this week. Nolan Arenado of the St. Louis Cardinals was removed from Wednesday's game after a pitch hit him in the elbow. X-rays came back negative, and Arenado is expected to be back on Saturday or Sunday this weekend after a couple days of rest. After the Rickwood game on Thursday, the Cardinals have Friday off, so their next game would be Saturday, which makes sense to let Arenado heal up a little bit longer. While Arenado is out, Jose Fermin should start at third base in Arenado's absence. Nick Sandel, another Cleveland Guardians, is placed on the IL with lower back inflammation. Darren McCoffin was recalled to add bullpen depth. A kind of weird one that still has not had a lot of clarity to it, CJ Abrams. Abrams was scratched from Wednesday's lineup with a wrist injury. There's no word on how the injury occurred, but Abrams will undergo an MRI to determine the severity of the injury. Quite a weird one coming out of Washington. Jason Dominguez of the New York Yankees suffered a moderate oblique strain after being so close to rejoining the Yankees. This was at AAA, of course. Dominguez is expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks before he can get back in the lineup for the AAA team. Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees was out of Wednesday's lineup as he was still sore after getting hit on the hand by a pitch on Tuesday. We do know that all tests came back clean, a CT scan, x-rays, etc., and Judge is expected back in the Yankees lineup any day now. Charlie Blackman of the Colorado Rockies was out of Wednesday's lineup after leaving Tuesday's game with a hamstring injury. It appears Blackman will need to miss a few games before returning to the Rockies, but an IL stint does not seem likely for now. Sean Bouchard of the Colorado Rockies was activated from the IL on Wednesday, and Greg Jones was sent back to AAA. Bouchard hit .203 with a home run and 4 stolen bases in 25 games with the Rockies this season. Nolan Jones of the Rockies was scratched from Wednesday's lineup with an illness. Sean Bouchard took Jones' spot in the lineup, and for now, Jones is day-to-day. Dean Kramer of the Baltimore Orioles will make another rehab start for AAA on Saturday, and if all goes well, the Orioles are saying that Kramer will rejoin the team next week. Kyle Bradish of the Baltimore Orioles left his last start with elbow pain, and on Wednesday, Bradish underwent surgery. Bradish had the Tommy John brace procedure, which should sideline him for 9 to 12 months. But since he has had Tommy John recently, might be a little longer. Willie Abreu of the Boston Red Sox began his rehab assignment on Tuesday night. And on Wednesday, Alex Cora said the Red Sox expect Abreu back with the team this weekend. Yordan Alvarez of the Houston Astros was once again out of the lineup on Wednesday, making that two straight games. Alvarez is dealing with a family matter, and the Astros hope to have him back with the team any day now. There is actually rumors he might fly in and join the team on Wednesday evening, but time will tell as family matters don't really have a timetable for a return. Tyler Black of the Milwaukee Brewers was recalled from AAA, and Oliver Dunn was sent back to AAA. Black was hitting 250 with four home runs and eight steals at AAA since he returned on May 9th. Bradley Blaylock of the Milwaukee Brewers was recalled from AAA while Eliezer Hernandez was DFA'd. Blaylock made 11 starts at AA this season with a 4.24 ERA and 41 strikeouts over 51 innings pitched. Brandon Drury of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim was scratched from Wednesday's lineup due to illness. He's day-to-day. Josiah Gray threw well in his rehab start on Wednesday, and he's expected to make one more rehab start, then potentially join the Nats by the end of next week. Teoscar Hernandez of the Los Angeles Dodgers was removed from Wednesday's game after running out of ground ball in the seventh inning. After the game, Dave Roberts said Teoscar was removed to get him off his feet. And that's not the first time the Dodgers have done that this season, so just a weird one there. Teoscar is expected back for the next game. He even was on a post-game show after the game, and Teoscar flat out said, I'll be in the lineup for the next game. Don't worry. Victor Caratini of the Houston Astros left Wednesday's game with left leg discomfort. The injury occurred after a bad slide on the bases, and Caratini is day-to-day. All right, before we take a look at the highlights from Wednesday and a peek ahead at Thursday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Etchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Wednesday. Stephen Kwan went 2-for-3 with a home run, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs and a walk. On the season, Kwan is hitting .397 with 5 home runs, 41 runs scored, 20 RBIs, 3 stolen bases, only striking out 6.8% of the time in 45 games. Kwan has been amazing, like video game stuff. The 5 home runs is more power than people thought. They thought he might steal more bases, but he was out with a lower body injury, so keep that in mind. But the dude's almost hitting .400. He is just a beastly performer right now. Jesse Winker of the Washington Nationals went 1-for-3 with a home run, a run scored, 2 RBIs, and a walk on Wednesday. Since June 1st, Winker's hitting .400 with a home run, 8 runs scored, 9 RBIs, and a stolen base. You know, Winker was red hot like a month and a half ago. Then he went ice cold. Now he's red hot again. This will happen all throughout the season. So be ready to add, drop, start, bench. Just be ready for Winker. This is what he can do while healthy all throughout the season. Another guy that started out red hot, then went ice cold, and might be heating up again is Michael Busch of the Chicago Cubs. On Wednesday against the Giants, Busch went 2-for-3 with a double, a run, and a walk. Over Busch's last 8 games, he's riding an 8-game hitting streak where he's hitting .440 with a home run, 4 runs scored, and 3 RBIs. He's been raking pretty much since the start of June. So another guy that's streaking and streaking well right now. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Wednesday. Tanner Bibee, 6 shutout innings with 3 hits, 1 walk, and 12 strikeouts versus the strikeout-prone Seattle Mariners. But Bibee was dominant, 20 whiffs and a beyond elite 43% CSW on 93 pitches. Bibee's made 15 starts this year. He has a 3.65 ERA, a 3.18 xFIP with 99 strikeouts and 81 and a third innings pitched. I get a lot of things wrong, and I mentioned when I get things wrong, this is one I got very right, and it feels oh so good. Matt Waldron continues to dazzle with that knuckleball, just dancing out there. Waldron, 7 innings, 1 earned, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 6 Ks versus the Phillies. Waldron is the first starting pitcher this year to go at least 7 innings versus the Phillies, allowing 1 earned run or less. First pitcher this year, and it's June 19th, folks. It's pretty crazy. Matt Waldron's that guy. Waldron had 8 whiffs and a 31% CSW on 104 pitches against the Phillies. And over Waldron's last 8 starts, 10 earned runs with 47 strikeouts and 49 and a third innings pitched. He is really, really solid right now. Another guy that's been pitching well is Mitch Keller. Mitch Keller, 7 shutout innings with 2 hits, 2 walks, and 7 Ks versus the Cincinnati Reds. Keller had 9 whiffs and a 34% CSW on 83 pitches. And over Keller's last 8 games, he's allowed 9 earned runs with 46 strikeouts over 52 and 2/3 innings pitched. And more importantly, one of the hard categories to get, Mitch Keller has 6 wins in those last 8 starts. And one of them did not come in this 7 shutout inning performance. That goes to show you some things there. So Keller's been pretty dominant of late, which is great to see. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. Colton Brewer, the Cubs, picked up his first save of the year as the Cubbies beat the Giants. David Bednar picked up save 16 against the Reds. Robert Suarez of the Padres picked up save 18 versus Philadelphia. Kyle Finnegan picked up save 21 as the Nats took down the D-backs. Josh Hader saved number 10 on the year versus the White Sox. Kirby Yates picked up his 11th save of the year as the Rangers beat the Mets. It's a good bounce back from Kirby after blowing the save on Tuesday. Phil Maton picked up his 2nd save of the year as the Twins took down Tampa Bay in 10. Dylan Tate picked up his first save for the Orioles as they beat the Yankees in 10. Craig Kimbrell got a blown save but picked up his 5th win, and Clay Holmes picked up his 3rd loss. And then Trevor Miguel on the West Coast picked up his 15th save of the year for the Brew Crew as they beat the Angels. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a quick look at Thursday's action on the diamond. Some teams are getting days off, so you got that going for you. And you got a 7-game main slate, day slate, folks, starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern time. So get it in early and then enjoy the Rickwood game at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. Some of the pitchers I'm looking forward to on this early slate, Seth Lugo at the Oakland Athletics, Mackenzie Gore versus the D-backs, Spencer Arrigetti at Chicago, and Mitch Spence versus Kansas City. I'll take some discounts there with Arrigetti. Bats, Dodgers versus Ty Block. Just keep riding that train. Houston against Chris Flexen. Seattle versus Logan Allen. Seattle strikes out a ton, but man, Logan Allen's very, very hittable. And Colorado versus Gavin Stone, and the Yankees versus Cole Irvin. Not a lot of good pitching on Thursday. So we had a lot of great pitching on Wednesday. Thursday is not so good, and that's things I'm looking forward to. Main thing I'm looking forward to is there's not a lot of good like pitching matchups. There's like good, a lot of good one-offs. Like I like to see Mackenzie Gore pitch. I'm looking forward to can Arrigetti keep it going, so on and so forth. But what I'm looking forward to most of all, Keaton Wynn versus whoever the Cardinals start in the Rickwood game at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama, the oldest baseball stadium in America that's still being utilized. You know, we lost the Say Hey Kid on Tuesday. This is where he started playing when he was 16 years old. And there's great stories about this. John Miller told a lot of them in the broadcast. And he played when he was 16. He could only play on Sundays because he had to go to school during the week when he first started. There were supposed to be some massive tributes. They had a big mural on the side of the stadium unveiled on Wednesday for Willie Mays that was already there before this unfortunate event of him passing at 93. But there should be a lot of really, really, really amazing things that take place at that game. So it's I don't advertise for TV, but it's on Fox if anybody's curious. Start time supposed to be 7:05 p.m. Eastern. There's going to be a lot of probably stuff beforehand. Who knows if it actually starts at 7:05, but if you have the availability, I would tune in to watch that game. There should be a lot of great stuff for baseball fans, baseball historians, and fantasy baseball players as well. But it should be a real good baseball moment, and that is what I'm looking forward to most on Thursday as a baseball fan, is that Rickwood game. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of there, go check out pitcherlist.com. Become a member, PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. Gets you in the amazing Discord. Gets you cool tools like PLV Plus, the Weekend Fab Podcast by Nick Pollock, projections, and so much more. So go check it out, pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Thursday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Friday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Thursday, June 20th. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes.
Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList.
And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.